ねえ、ピザ注文する？
もう食べたから大丈夫。
じゃあビール飲む？
結構です。
本当にいらないの？
うん、いいかな、もうお腹いっぱい。
Hello and welcome to Learn Japanese Pod, the podcast that helps you to speak Japanese more naturally and fluently. And I'm joined by Ami Sensei, who will be teaching us useful phrases, grammar, and pronunciation to make you sound more like a native speaker. How's it going, Ami Sensei?
こんにちは。お久しぶりです。
めちゃ久しぶり。元気？
はい、元気です。
最近いいことあった？
最近いいことはないです。No, あります。引っ越ししました。
イエーイ。おめでとうございます。
ありがとうございます。
はい、今どこに住んでますか？
今はカリフォルニアです。
イエーイ。
イエーイ。
ナイスナイスナイス。遊びに行きたい。
あ、ぜひ来てください。
行きたい行きたい。
いつでもウェルカムです。
よろしくよろしく
待ってますよ。
僕は相変わらず東京にいます。
あ、いいじゃないですか。それはそれでいいですね。
そうだよそうだよ。東京represent
represent yo
soAmi sensei, what are we studying today?
Okay, so in today's episode, we're going to be learning how to refuse things in Japanese. This is an important skill to have, as you'll often find yourself in situations where you need to say no to someone. We'll start by breaking down the dialogue you heard at the beginning of the podcast. This will teach you a variety of phrases you can use to sound more natural when declining an offer.In this podcast, we'll teach you how to refuse people in an appropriate and polite manner. And for premium members, we've added an extra podcast, which teaches you how to refuse things more casually and directly. You can also get an extra Japanese listening practice audio file and PDF show notes, which go into all the grammar and vocabulary you need to know.
Awesome. So without further ado, let's listen again to the dialogue you heard at the beginning of the podcast, and Ami Sensei and I will break it down for you.
Okay.
ね、ピザ注文する？
もう食べたから大丈夫。
じゃあビール飲む？
結構です。
本当にいらないの？
うん。いいかな、もうお腹いっぱい。
Dear listener, how much of that conversation did you understand? If you didn't, don't worry, we shall explain. So, Ami sensei, what was the first sentence?
The first sentence was, ねえ、ピザ注文する？ So, ねえ is, hey. And then, pizza, of course, is pizza.
Pizza.
Pizza. And 注文する。注文する is to order. 注文する。So, hey, do you want to order pizza? Or shall we order pizza?
But then,
もう食べたから大丈夫。So, もう is already. 食べたから ate.And so, 大丈夫. I'm okay. So, I'm okay because I already ate.
Yeah, 大丈夫 is a good word. And in this case, it means you're refusing someone. It's like, no, I'm fine, I'm good. But it can also mean 大丈夫, I'm feeling good, I'm fine.
Yeah.
So, depends on the context.
And then?
So then, I was...kind of being insistent and like, well, what did I say next?
じゃあ、ビール飲む? So, じゃあ is, well then.
Yeah, well then.
Well then, ビール, beer, 飲む, want a drink or drink. So, he said, well then, do you want to drink beer? And then I said, 結構です. So 結構です is a polite way, a pretty polite way of refusing something, and it literally means, oh, I'm okay, like I'm very good.
I'm fine. I actually use that a lot in convenience stores when they ask me if I want a plastic bag. I'll usually say, "Kikkodesu." Mm-hmm. It's like, mm-hmm. It's okay. I don't need it. Mm-hmm. I'm good.
Yeah.
And again,
it's like saying no, thank you, like in English. It's very polite.
Very polite. So probably mm-hmm. probably good to use that when you're outside and talking to people you don't know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then Alex got even more persistent and more annoying. And he said, 本当にいらないの? 本当に? Really? いらないの? You don't want it? And then I said, うん、いいかな。もうお腹いっぱい。 うん、いいかな。 So, not to confuse listeners, but I said, うん。 I said, yes. いいかな。 い is saying no. So I'm saying yes, no.
Yeah. Well, it's literally un is like aha, I'm good, as in I'm mm-hmm. good, I don't need it. Kana, mm-hmm. maybe, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Kana is like, oh, I guess, or yeah, I think I'm good.
It's a little confusing because you, iranai no is like, you really don't want it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm good. is
yeah,
the literal translation?
Because in English,
yeah.
you'd say no, I'm good,
yeah,
but
yeah.
you're agreeing to the statement.
Yes,
いらない.
Yeah,
I don't want.
Yeah,
so it's like I agree that I don't want.
And actually, then, mm-hmm. I've met many Japanese people studying English, and that confuses the hell out of them because. Mm.
Because we say no thanks.
You
like,
say no
I'm good.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's a little bit confusing if you're learning Japanese if you're an English speaker. But mm-hmm. but there you go. Just bear with us. And then Bear with us. And then finally you said,
もうお腹いっぱい. So もう again means already. お腹 is belly. And then いっぱい. Full. So, oh, I'm full. I'm full already. My stomach is full.
There you go. So that's quite a natural dialogue on how you might politely refuse someone's persistent request
sure.
for you to do something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Dear listener, Ami Sensei will now say the whole dialogue so you can listen to her perfect, beautiful Japanese. Have a listen and feel free to shadow in the background so you can listen and repeat to get a good sense of the pitch intonation and also the general pronunciation of the words. どうぞ.
ねえ、 ピザ 注文する? もう食べたから大丈夫. じゃあ ビール 飲む? 結構です. 本当に? いらないの? うん、いいかな。
Well, Ami Sensei, thank you very much for explaining that dialogue. I've got a question though.
Hi.
Do you have any comments about those phrases we learned in that dialogue in terms of the level of politeness?
Yes. The dialogue we just studied is casual but polite. So if you want to sound slightly more polite, you have the option to add this at the end of those phrases we learned. As you may recall, 大丈夫 means I'm fine, but you can say 大丈夫です to sound a little more polite. Same for 結構, which means I'm fine or I'm good or I don't need something. So 結構です would be more polite. And of course, you can say いい or いいです again to sound more polite.
And again, just to jump in here, we were just talking about I and I desu.
Mm-hmm.
So I is in the context of that dialogue means I'm okay. And then I desu would be more polite, right? But one point to be careful about is いいです versus いいですね。So again, you know, depending on the context, いいです can mean good, as in I'm good, I don't need something, as we just studied, right? However, いいですね means, oh, that's good, as in I think that's a good idea, or I agree. So いい can mean either yes or no, just to completely confuse and confound you. There you go. So again, you'll get used to it when you study more dialogues, but you understand E in the context of the sentence. So that really confused me when I first started Japanese.
That's funny.
Actually, I have a story about E des.
You have a story?
I do. So the other day I was hanging out at my girlfriend's place and I was talking to her mum and she said, Biru nomu? Would you like some beer? And I said, Daijobu desu. I'm okay. And she was like, nande, why? And I said, ima wa sake o nomanai. I'm not drinking alcohol at the moment. And again, she said, like, why? And I said, well, kenkō shindan ga aru kara. So it's because I've got a medical examination coming up. So I didn't want to drink for a couple of weeks. Then she said, unless I'd been off the booze for at least 6 months, it probably wouldn't affect my blood test. So there's like not much point. And she happens to be a qualified nurse. So then she was like, yeah, biru nomu? And I was like, ja, biru nomou kana? Yeah, I guess I'll have a beer then.
Yes, so, you can trust her opinion, right?
I can trust her opinion. And it shows you, it's a story about my lack of willpower. So there you go.
No, it's not.
But that was funny. It was funny because like her dad was like, ne, biru nomu? Ah, keko desu. And then like her sister was like, ne, biru nomanai no?
Everybody was asking.
Everyone was asking and they were kind of like, wait, why? What's wrong with you? Why aren't you drinking alcohol?
You used to drink all the time.
I know, yeah. used to drink more than all of us.
Yeah. Hey, 面白い.
Now, Ami, I've got a question for you.
I'm scared.
Oh, 大丈夫, 問題ないよ. Are there any other phrases you could use to politely refuse someone? Like if someone's being a little bit persistent, you know, but yeah, so you've got like いいです or 大丈夫です or 結構です.
You could say ちょっと難しいです.
So what does that mean? What does it literally mean?
Literally means that's a bit tricky. Yeah. So like you're nicely saying, I don't know if I can do that.
Yeah.
In
the dictionary, if you look up muzukashi, it says difficult.
Yeah.
But in some cases, really, it means no, impossible. It ain't happening.
Like no, sir, or no, ma'am.
If, here's another question, if someone's being like really, really persistent and annoying and they just keep asking you and asking you, are there any other phrases you think you could use?
You could, maybe you could say something like, kangaemasu or kangaeteokimasu.
That's a good one. Yeah, you're kind of throwing them off the trail. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll think about it.
Yeah, so kangaemasu or kangaeteokimasu, ne?
Yeah.
Or kangaetoku. I'll think about it.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Ima isogashii no de. Or ima isoideru no de.
Isoideru no. Yeah, I'm really big. Yeah. I'm in a hurry. I can't. I can't deal with this now, yeah.
I can't deal with you right now.
You're too much. You're too much.
Yeah. Or mata kondo onegai shimasu.
Mata kondo onegai shimasu.
Next time, please.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, mata kondo.
It's like a nice way of saying not now.
Not now. Yeah. Leave me alone. Here's a weird question. What's something you regularly refuse in your daily life?
Daily life. That's tricky. That's a good question. I do refuse. I do try to refuse people who, you go to the the big grocery stores here, and sometimes there'll be salespeople like. Yeah. They're like, oh, what internet service do you have? You know, like they try to get you to sign up for their service. And I'm always like, no, thank you.
大丈夫です。
Yeah. 大丈夫です。結構です。
Sometimes in Tokyo when I'm on the street, occasionally there'll be like a film crew who'll ask you to do an interview. Because they're like, it's a foreigner. Yeah, Terebino, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, oh, we can do an interview. There's a foreigner. Mm-hmm. And then I'll say, they'll say, do you want to do an interview? And I'm like, kekko desu.
They ask you in Japanese though?
And they ask me in Japanese. And I'm like, you know, ちょっと interview してもいいですか? I'm like, kekko desu, 大丈夫です。ごめん、ちょっと時間がないです。Sorry, I don't have time. And then if they're really persistent, I'll say, テレビ局で働いてる。I actually work at a TV station. And then they leave me alone. They do. And I...Dear listeners, you may not know this, but I actually don't work at a TV station.
but they think it's going to be complicated. It's going to get complicated.
It could be complicated contractually, right?
Yeah.
So that usually scares them.
They don't want to get into any mess or any complications. That's a good one.
One thing I refuse on a regular basis is when I go to my girlfriend's place.Her grandmother is there, and her grandmother is the sweetest, kindest, most wonderful human being you'll ever meet. She's very kawaii obachan. And she expresses her love by trying to give you food all the time.
Sounds very Japanese.
Well, it's obviously her love language, right?
She's like kind of extreme.
She's kind of extreme. She's I want to have something to eat. Like, we just had dinner. We're fine, thanks.
Yeah, you're like full.
I'm full.
ちょっと食べな。That's so cute.
本当にこれ以上本当にダメなんです。So I refuse her on a regular basis, but she's trying to be kind and she's a sweetheart.
Yes, of course. She loves you.
We love each other, but she's a bit insistent on giving us way too much food.
is that what inspired you to write this podcast?
I was partly inspired by her, but also recently I saw a couple of Instagram videos with people teaching you how to refuse things in Japanese. And they're really good videos. And I thought we could do it in a little bit more depth.
Yeah,
this is a long form podcast.
いいですね。Cool.
Well, that's it for this episode. Thank you for listening all the way to the end. And Ami Sensei and I will be back soon with more Japanese fluency lessons for you, our dear listeners. So please stay tuned. And as Ami Sensei mentioned, we've made an extra podcast for premium members that teaches you how to refuse people in a more direct and a more casual manner. So if you want to hear the juicy stuff, you'll need to subscribe to our premium feed. Check out our main website with all the details and information you need at learnjapanesepod.com. That's learnjapanesepod.com. So please keep practicing and using your Japanese as much as you can. If you study and use your Japanese just a little every day, I promise you that your fluency and understanding will take care of itself. 本当、嘘じゃないよ。皆さん頑張ってね。See you soon. またね。
またね。